This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 30th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has dispatched an investigative team to the scene of a Saturday cargo plane crash in China. The MD-11 went down on departure from Shanghai, killing three of its seven crew members. Friday's return of the space shuttle Atlantis after an 11-day mission was historic. Astronaut Nicole Stott was brought home after 91 days in space, becoming the last astronaut who will be transported to or from the space station by the shuttle fleet. Bombardier has confirmed another 715 layoffs at its facilities in the Montreal area starting in January. Airbus says its A400M military transport prototype has now taxied under its own power. The company says higher speed taxi tests are coming in the next few days and first flight before the end of the year. Diamond had an ugly divorce from aero diesel engine maker Thielert, but the new company which makes the engines has signed a Diamond dealer among its newest distributors. The Australian government has approved acquisition of the first batch of F-35 Joint Strike Fighters. The Airline Pilots Association is applauding a vote by a House committee to regulate the shipment of lithium batteries aboard airliners as hazardous materials. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation says its new Spaceport Council will allow spaceports worldwide to cooperate on standards and regulatory matters. There are 10 charter members, 7 of them in the U.S. The town of Hilton Head, South Carolina, is defying the FAA on the need to cut trees, which already partially obstruct a runway, at Savannah Hilton Head International Airport. And a U.S. Navy Hellcat fighter that has spent 6 decades at the bottom of Lake Michigan may see sunshine on its wings today. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller discusses the launch of a new feature in his monthly newsletter, Over the Airwaves. Airwork will examine flying basics we tend to take for granted, but which keep showing up as accident causes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.